What's up, everybody? This is the Wrestleholics Podcast. I'm Drew.
DC Hendrix.
You are listening to us right now at WLT 95.7. Round of applause. All right, we don't got all the buttons over here yet, but we still recording at the new studio. So before we get started, just let me say this episode of Wrestleholics Podcast is brought to you by T&D Motorsports and MVP Lanes Bowling Alley. Man, first and foremost, man, how you been, Dedrick?
Doing good, bro. Doing pretty good, man. We wrapping up another year, 2023. Yes, it's been a big year,
man. This been like a weird year because I feel like everything went fast.
It did.
And I kind of went back on the calendar. I was like, all right, what was the first wrestling event this year of January? Well, yeah, in January. Mm-hmm. It was the Royal Rumble, and I was like, really? It
seemed forever ago.
Yeah, I was like it. Me as a fan of Cody Rhodes, it was like, that really happened the beginning of this year.
Yeah.
I thought that was in 2022 somewhere, like, yeah, in November.
Yeah.
Damn, man. I want to say more ups with WWE this year.
Oh, for sure.
I don't want to say they really didn't let off the pedal. Even though there was times we complained about certain things, they really did not let off the pedal. We was more complaining about other promotions, but we can't lie. We say it every week. We don't watch the other promotions like that.
Yeah, I mean, I probably watch it a little bit more than y'all do.
Do you want to tell the guests about your AEW watch party the other day?
Yeah, so a couple of weeks in a row, I tried to watch AEW Wednesday night. There's nothing else on, man. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to watch AEW tonight, especially last week because they had all those matches last week. They had Christian Edge, or Adam Copeland versus Christian.
Sorry.
Edge. They had that match. I was excited about that. They had Toni Storm defending the AEW Women's Championship. Mm-hmm. I was excited about that. It was a lot of good matches. I know Samoa Joe and MJF was teaming up, and it was a lot of stuff going on.
It sounded good, but I still wasn't interested to go. Just like, all right, bet. Let me check out these matches.
I didn't even make it. The first match was Swerve face Rush. That was the first match.
So I think the only thing I'm having, like, I'm regretting about AEW is not watching some Swerve matches, because I've been hearing his name a lot.
He nice. I would compare him. You know how I'd compare him to? Mm-hmm. And I've learned this a lot. That is AEW's Carmelo Hayes.
Oof. That's saying a lot.
That's AEW's Carmelo Hayes. Mm. I think he reminds me a lot of Carmelo. Or you probably do vice versa. Carmelo might remind you a lot of Swerve, whichever side you decide to be on.
I'll have to check out some of his matches because I've been hearing his name a lot, and it's all been good. Like, I haven't heard anything bad. You know, usually talk about some wrestling AEW, like, hey, it's not looking too good, or they got them in the BS.
He is in the beginning of stages of winning the AEW championship. I think he's going to be the one to dethrone MJF for the belt.
I'd love to see it. I mean, I feel like MJF reign, at first I feel like it started good, but now it's kind of just like a little bit boring. And then also, I mean, mind you, I'm not an everyday watcher. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you see him with the belt, you hear him talking every week.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what kind of match is he? What kind of storyline is he in? So I get really confused by that.
It's been a big year, though. I mean, AEW, while it's being reported that they might lose $35 million, Brandon Thurston of WrestleNomics reported that earlier today, that AEW was set to lose $35 million this year in revenue.
Damn, that sounds nasty.
But I will say, AEW was successful for wrestling fans, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I say this because they made WWE better.
Okay.
I feel like AEW's pressure on WWE pressured them into making some very tough decisions. And tough decisions that I think has elevated WWE to a whole new level.
I definitely agree with you on that one, because in the last year, we have seen some moves. Like, even with them bringing wrestling in NXT, mm-hmm, it was like, at first it was like, okay, that's dope. Mm-hmm. But then when you start seeing like top names like John, like the night John Cena came in there,
crazy.
Oh man, I wish I was there just to hear the crowd just sing the song.
Crazy.
That was like my favorite part of it, just hearing them sing John Cena's song. He's like, yo, that's a first. So that was kind of dope.
Yeah, John Cena. I mean, you got The Rock. The Rock came back this year.
Man, how did I forget that one?
Yeah, The Rock. AEW got them bringing The Rock back.
Oh my!
On a random night before college game day.
I'm like, well, for
over
what?
In Colorado.
I'm like, for what? But I was like, I already take it.
Crazy. Got him rock bottom. Nah, he didn't rock bottom though. He gave him the people's elbow. Austin Theory.
Okay, and then he didn't bust around and call him the B word. Man, that was a crazy night too.
Yeah, I mean, best of 2023. That's why we named this edition best of 2023. A lot happened. A lot is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And we're going into the new year. But as we look back, you know, we're going to talk about some of our personal favorite matches, our favorite wrestlers that got elevated this year. And we got the first annual WrestleHolics Awards that we will be giving out. All right.
Yes, sir.
Putting
yes,
Drew
sir.
On the spot.
Yeah, I'm ready. I've been ready for this.
But before we even get to that, though, as we kind of look back, I think, you know, it's the most recent thing that's happened, but I think going into the new year, as you got the first two entrants for the Royal Rumble, you got Cody Rhodes, who was looking to win it back-to-back,
mm-hmm.
but you also got the return of what he self-proclaimed best in the world, CM Punk. One of the biggest returns. He goes to AEW
mm-hmm.
and comes back to WWE after a decade. After 10 years, that's got to be a big highlight of this year.
It definitely is a big highlight. I think I've told people that I wasn't really for it at first,
mm-hmm.
but I kind of warmed up to the situation because now I'm just curious on what WWE do. Like, pretty much everybody just like starting off on a new slate. Everybody putting their pride down. So I really want to see that, but also me being a big Cody Rhodes fan is also seeing, all right, what are y'all going to do with this storyline? Because y'all put him in the spot. Royal Rumble is like, are y'all really going to, let me even be real, are y'all really going to have the balls to really just let him win it two times in a row?
Yeah.
That's scary to me. That's honestly scary. I'd rather him win it like the next month, like an Elimination Chamber or something. But like, all right, let's see, what kind of performance can he give you on this Royal Rumble? I thought last year was pretty impressive, even though some may say, hey, Gunther should have won.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was really impressive. It's now just like, all right, you let him win. How are we going to tell this story? And like, you can't drop the ball on his story now if he was happening to win. CM Punk, let's see what type of shape he is.
That's a lot of people's pick. A lot of people got him winning the Rumble.
CM Punk?
Yeah. A lot of people think he's going to be the one.
That's scary, but also it's like, okay, it makes sense. Like, we could see him winning and then facing Seth Rollins if he is still the champion. We never know with WWE sometimes.
Yeah.
They could surprise us. Hey.
So nobody in history has won the Royal Rumble 2 years in a row. No one.
Mm.
So if Cody Rhodes does it, that's history.
Oh, those downstage streams are going up that
going
night.
Crazy.
Yeah, they're going up.
Going crazy. But, that, you know, there's a lot to be excited about as not only a WWE fan, but, you know, fans of wrestling, period. Mm-hmm. I know we got a lot of awards to give out, but I also wanted to talk about some of the best and worst, like, feuds of the year. I know you had some good stuff. Best and worst feuds of the year.
Best and worst feuds. All right. So I was telling Deja before we started recording, I couldn't really think of nothing like the best and worst feuds. So I more went to the part of what was the best feud inside of a fraction.
Yeah.
And I decided the Bloodline this year.
Okay.
It's like we really did watch a whole story with these guys the whole year.
We did.
It came from the ups, the downs, betrayal.
Yeah.
And then we got one point, Jay ended up leaving. Like, Jay ended up leaving not just the Bloodline, but SmackDown in general.
Mm-hmm.
So even thinking about it right now, it's weird. We even got two different songs from Jay and Jimmy. We got a different character from Jimmy that we kind of like. I'm not surprised by this character. I don't know how you see it, but this Jimmy is pretty funny to me. I don't know.
So when we first started recording, when they split up, I was not a fan, but he's growing on me. He's growing on me because now it's to the point, like, I don't know if you've noticed it, but like, so he got RKO'd by Randy Orton, right? And so he made it a joke, kind of like overselling the RKO. So like, even after the show's over, people on Twitter were sharing photos and videos. He was still lying on the mat after the show is over.
Where he was rolling?
Yeah, they rolled him inside of the mat and had to carry him out of the arena from the RKO. Like, stuff like that. Like, come on, man.
This dude has been hilarious. I'm not even going to lie. What was the one for me when he was talking about Yeet?
Yeah.
He was like, no yeet.
That's like quote of the year.
I love that.
Quote of the year.
No yeet.
He got yeet back, though. Then, Jay got yeet back.
And then Jay is like the turn-up king on Raw.
Yes. Man, he is so over right now. I think WWE needs to give him the Intercontinental belt.
Give him something, man. I
think he needs to defeat Gunther.
Ooh.
I think he needs to be the one.
That's saying a lot right there.
It is, but I think Gunther needs to lose that belt.
No,
I think he needs to focus because he's above that belt at this point. He already broke the record. Like, what's the point?
Yep. It's
and
time.
Jay is so old. Like, going to Raw, you know, first of all, my first live event this year. I've never been to, like, a live televised wrestling event. So I went to Monday Night Raw in Grand Rapids and just seeing Jay in person and, like, the crowd, how interactive they are, like, the vibe of the arena, like, he is way too over right now to not have anything.
I was scared for that move, I'm not going to lie. I was like, man, can Jay do this by himself? Yeah. Man, he shut me up first day.
Yeah, 2023, one of the best tag teams of all time split up, the Usos. Mm-hmm. And one is becoming...
Heck, we got.
I mean, he main event Jay Uso. That's his name.
Even though this was a short reign... I'm not mad at that. Him and Cody Rhodes, that little tag team.
Yeah, when they won the belts.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it. Looking at it now, but it was just like, man, I thought this was about to be like for 3 or 4 months. I'm like, bro, I'm not interested in two separate intros coming out every night, bro. No, I'm not. I'm cool off of that.
Yeah, I mean, they ended up doing it just basically for Survivor Series to kind of up that a little bit, try to bring a little bit more steam to that, but. So the Bloodline storyline for you was the biggest part of the year. For me, it was the Judgment Day. Mm. While Bloodline definitely, I mean, everybody's going to pick that, I think, just because a lot has happened this year. The only reason I don't pick it is because I think that lost a lot of steam. I think once Jay and Jimmy split up and then, like, Roman, like, I know he's going to be on SmackDown, but, like, bro ain't even been on TV.
I understand you. I think it carried a few months for me at least because I was a big fan of the storyline. Judgment Day, I'm still confused at times with WWE trying to do with them. It's like I like to see a breakup or something, see what happens, but say time like
this point, yeah, but like throughout this year though, like people got to remember what they've done this year. Like while the Bloodline have been the big talk because of Roman, I mean, Rhea became Women's World Champion still is, and not even close to losing it.
Not even that. I would even just say the face of Raw.
Finn Balor had banger matches with Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Right.
Two or three of them. Should have won, but that's a discussion for another day.
Yep.
But him and Priest, who, first of all, wins Money in the Bank, still has Money in the Bank, a contract for a world title that he can still use at any point. But both of those two win the undisputed tag team championships, not once, but twice, right?
Yeah.
Dominic Mysterio, his first singles title, North American champion. I mean, they had all the gold for like almost half the year.
No, something, man. I think you was ready for me on that one. Because you like, man, you really just want to pull out the statistics, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the Bloodline storyline, it resonates more.
Okay.
Like, you know, everybody knows the Bloodline.
Man.
But for me, I loved what they did with the Judgment Day. Because I think when it's all said and done, Rhea is bigger and better than ever now because of this. Damian Priest is bigger and better now because of this. Dominic Mysterio is bigger and better because of this. Now, I probably can't say that for Finn Balor. He is the one person that leaves this, and I'm like, but maybe they're not done with. Maybe he is the part where this all comes together.
And that's what kind of sucks in my eyes. I'm like, Finn Balor, like about a year or two ago, he would have been the biggest thing out here.
Oh, for sure.
But now, just looking, it's like, man, it's like, what do you kind of do with him? Like, do you take him out Judgment Day? But then also, you got to think, all right, if I take him out of Judgment Day, what is going to be his role? Yeah. Is it going to still be on Raw? Do we take him to SmackDown?
Yeah.
Hell, do we make him an NXT world champion?
Right.
I don't know.
Again.
Like, it's like, I think they're still trying to figure out Finn Balor.
That's for me. That's my big takeaway from this year. You know I'm a big Rhea Ripley fan, so.
Yeah.
And I got to see her in person for the first time, so.
Lucky.
Yeah, it was great.
I definitely say, personally, I love how the light is on her, and she's handled it well throughout the whole year. I really feel like she hasn't missed a step. There are times where I'm just like, oh, this match could have been better, but I'm just like, well, heck, she taking what they give them.
Yeah,
like she can't, like the roster, really, the women's roster at least needs to be on her level, and there's not really no one out there right now. I know we keep on speaking to Jay, but she's not here right now, so yeah, Rhea's gonna have that top spot.
Yeah, it's still unknown what show Jade is going to be on. I mean, they've brought Randy Orton as on SmackDown. They got CM Punk on Raw. And so I still think she fits on Raw. I think Raw needs her the most. As we see, Rhea's struggling with opponents right now. She literally just faced Maxxine Dupri.
And I didn't get on that. Raw.
Yeah, it's like they're just, I don't understand.
And the crazy part is when I heard about the match, I thought it was going to be something. So I was like, maybe Renee sneaks one.
Yeah.
Nah, she ain't. Sneak nothing.
I think the Royal Rumble, I'm already going to say that, come on record and say this. Mm-hmm. For the women's Royal Rumble, it's only going to be between three women.
And who, I'm trying to guess already, but who you think?
I mean, you should know one.
Crap, I can't think of it. So, like, my mind is.
Yeah, so it's going to be between three people. A lot of people say Jade. I don't say Jade. Yeah. I don't think they're going to have her win the Rumble right away. That's really big.
You got her on a Goldberg run.
They're already made it known, and Triple H has said this, that they're taking the slow approach. She's a little bit behind. There's a lot of stuff she doesn't know, and it's not her fault. They threw some shots at AEW. Like, you know, some of the stuff isn't her fault. But they're going to make sure that she's ready because they got big plans for her. And I don't think the Royal Rumble, her winning, I don't think that's gonna happen.
That would kind of diminish everything y'all just said about her too. And I'm just like, no, don't y'all.
Nah, you can't throw her in like that.
I even put it like this: WWE has the best chance to nail this.
Yeah,
they just can't mess it up right now.
Exactly.
Like you said, they got to take this slow.
Gotcha. But I think the Royal Rumble is down to three women,
mm-hmm.
and one of these women, actually two of these women, I think would face Rhea at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. One is Liv Morgan.
Well, time out. I swear y'all keep bringing up Liv Morgan.
Yeah, I think Liv Morgan. Yeah, Liv Morgan. She was final two last year. You acting like.
I know, but it's just like.
She's got to be a front runner. She was final two last year. She's been hurt. And a perfect time to return. I think she has to be a candidate. She has to be a front runner.
I'll shut up.
I see that storyline. And plus, technically in the storyline, who's the one that injured her? Rhea Ripley. All right. There you go. There's one.
Okay.
Number two. Has already been teased. They looked at each other in a stare down a couple times on Raw already.
Becky
Lynch.
Okay.
But number three will be on SmackDown, and we'll go for the WWE Women's Championship. Bayley.
Yeah, it's about due.
I think Bayley. That's my front runner. Bayley is my front runner. I haven't made an official pick, but right now Bayley. It's my,
that's
my front runner.
That's really been like one of my problems this year. I mean, Bayley's been doing a great job on whatever assignment they give her, but I think I'm just more so used to her having a title on her where I'm like, man, it just don't seem right.
It's weird, ain't it?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's cool seeing her with Damage Control, but I'd rather see the belt on her, and that's no like shot at Io Sky because I feel like she's done great this year.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like she needs to be out this fraction to have that belt.
Yeah. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it's going, though, too. Like, you got, you know, Io Sky got her new little groups, got her new little crew, and Kairi Sane and Asuka and Dakota Kai, and they leaving old Bayley out. But Bayley going to get tired of that.
Hey, I'll be feeling bad for Bayley, too, when I be seeing. I'm like, man, why y'all keep leaving old girl out, man?
I know.
Y'all some rude Asians, man.
I love it, though. And you know, notice, though, so this is a highlight for 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Notice how much more. In this segment, as we're wrapping up Best of 2023, mm-hmm. how much more we're talking about the women's division?
Oh, no, 100%.
Compared to last year at this time. It's not even close.
No, it's pretty dry because, where do we even start? Well,
yeah.
I'm not going to count that match. I was going to say Backlash when Rhea versus, I forget her name.
Mikal?
No, it wasn't Mikal. Short, Latina.
Oh, Zelina Vega.
Yeah. I was going to give that match some clout, but it wasn't.
Nah, Rhea.
I just like the moment for Zelina, if anything.
Yeah, if anything. There's been, for women's matches, as we look back, and I know we got official awards coming up, but like and for women's matches, I think Rhea Charlotte has to be at the top for women's match of the year. I also liked Triple Threat, EO.
So you,
Asuka.
We might as well say our top five matches.
I don't know if I can do top five matches. That's tough.
Okay, so I couldn't, but I did come up with a five.
Okay, what you got?
All right, so this one's going to really catch people off guard, but the Royal Rumble match.
Okay.
That was like the first thing I thought of for some reason, and that was more between Cody Rhodes and Gunther.
Yeah.
All right, so I finally got what I had wanted was Cody Rhodes winning the Royal Rumble, but I also gained a lot of respect for Gunther after that match because it was just like, okay, if people heard me beforehand, it was like, whatever, Gunther did that. And then I'm watching him in his Royal Rumble. I was like, this dude is just out here working right now. And I had to give him much respect. The second one I picked, this all-time favorite from the entrance to the match in general, Bad Bunny versus Damian Priest.
Ooh.
I love that match. I loved it because Bad Bunny, I mean, yeah, we've got these celebrities come in. Back in the day, we had a lot of celebrities coming in. The matches were nothing. And then, like, there was no training involved. And even we can shout out to Logan Paul, too. It was like, these guys really went into this realm and really worked their butts off to give us a good match. And then the fact that Bad Bunny and Damian Priest just alone just taking that L. He didn't have to, but he took it. I respect him so much for that.
Yeah.
My third one you had just mentioned was Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte.
Okay.
Even though Charlotte can't nail a backflip to save her life, I still love the match. I love the ending of it. It was kind of like the passing of the throne a little bit, but at the same time, the queen is still here. Okay, I'm gonna keep these two in order. So my fourth one, Edge versus Finn Balor at WrestleMania.
Okay. Ooh.
I loved it. It wasn't supposed to be no blood in the match.
Yeah, it got bloody.
Oh, man. But I respected more Finn Balor because he could have ended the match right then and there. Because I remember they 16 staples? Yep. What he was saying? Yeah. I respected him for continuing the match, keeping the story going. And then my fifth one was the Usos versus Roman Reigns in Solo. It was finally time to end that reign. It was at least the pinfall reign. It was like, all right, he hasn't been pinned for this many days. Let's end that now. And it was kind of like one of the moments, you ain't whooping all of us,
right?
So I respected that.
That's tough. All right, so since you did your homework, I guess I got to do my homework. So number five, I think I'm gonna throw.
Ooh, you right there. Thank you. Yeah. Tough.
You know what? I'm going NXT number five. I'm going Dijak Ilya Dragunov at NXT Battleground.
I hate you.
Number five.
So I hate you.
Talk about bloody and broken fingers.
So when I was searching, I was trying to search up, before that fifth one, I was trying to search up, and I seen that one.
Yeah.
I was like, I ain't watch it. So I was like, I'm not going to put that on my list. Oh, good one.
I had to get an NXT match some love. It was either that one or I was going to go. I mean, Bron and Carmelo had a good matches, Bron Breakker and Melo. But I'm going that one, man. Dijak, Ilya Dragunov, NXT Battleground number five.
Okay.
Number four, I'm going to go Jay and Jimmy versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Night one of WrestleMania, the main event. Best match, I think, from night one. A lot of people disagree, but I think if you go back and watch, I think that was the banger at night one.
I will have to go back because I was up and down about that. Well, I think I was just more up and down with it for it being the main event.
Yeah, and the moment too, man. WWE is about moments as well. And the moment Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn ended that tag team reign and pretty much the beginning of the end of the Usos.
Yep.
I mean, there was a lot behind that. We've been waiting for Sammy to get that goal, man. Sammy won us over in 2023, so everyone was behind him.
Absolutely.
And that night it came to fruition. I'm throwing that at number four.
Okay.
Top three. Number three, I got Rhea Charlotte.
Okay, so we both agree with that one. I
got to give Rhea some love. That's just bias for me on my part. I'm sorry. I got to throw that one a little bit above it.
Understandable.
Number two, so this is where it gets tough. So night two of WrestleMania. Triple threat for the Intercontinental Championship. Gunter, Sheamus, and Drew McIntyre.
That was like my honorable mention.
Banger. Go back and watch it.
I think I was nervous, but I was like, man, I can't remember every detail. I just remember the excitement of that match. I'm like, oh, this ain't
that. That was when I gained the respect for Gunter. A lot of people did at the Royal Rumble. I was still like, eh.
Okay.
Like, whatever. But when WrestleMania happened, that triple threat, and he was the best clearly in that match, that was it.
And then we also got to remember almost every Gunther match, Imperium is not running to there to go save him or nothing.
No.
And I think we kind of missed the point of that. So, my stomach. But, yeah, we kind of missed that point of it. It's like, this dude really just works by himself. If you look at it, he got his crew, but they like, yo, he got it.
So, number one, it's controversial. So, as much as we rag on this company.
Wait, hold on. Another company?
My number one match of the year. AEW Revolution. MJF versus Bryan Danielson. My number one match of the year.
I'm not going to be mad at that one. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
That was the one time I watched AEW, and I was like, yo,
I believe
this is it. This is why people go so crazy over AEW. And that was when I started watching it. I knew that match was coming because I follow Bryan Danielson. That's my guy. And I've been reading all the headlines about MJF, how much of the future he's going to be the best heel in the business. And I'm like, all right, I got to see this match.
He is. I mean,
that match, to me, that was my match of the year. If you haven't seen it yet, check it out. I'm sure it's on YouTube.
I'm going to definitely check, watch it again. I only watched a little bit of it off the little highlights on Instagram. But I definitely will watch that one over. That's crazy. I didn't think he was going to pick that.
Yeah, that's got to be my number one match of the year, man. It was AEW had a couple matches. I know the Forbidden Door with the Japanese company, NJPW with the Ospreay, Will Ospreay.
So actually,
Kenny Omega, that had to be up there too. Honorable mention.
This is a little bit off subject, but I think AEW does need to work a little bit better with introducing these New Japan wrestlers.
Oh, agree.
I feel like we don't get no introduction for us non like AEW fans or non people who like been watching wrestling outside of WWE.
Yeah.
I just hope they can announce these a little bit better because I love to see what some of these wrestlers can do.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the name sounds tight, the music coming out tight.
Right.
I don't have no clue who brother is coming down this. I hate it. I'm like, yo, this dude look fly. I just don't know who he is or what he does. Does he flip off the ring or like? That's what I get mad about. And I just wish they introduced him a little bit better.
Yeah, they need better marketing. Yeah. Definitely for sure. But it's time, Drew.
Yep.
Are you ready? I mean, we teased it. We gave away some of our favorite feuds, our top matches. But now it's time. It's time for the WrestleHolics Awards. Best of 2023. Let's start off, Drew. You go first. Best weekly TV show.
That would be SmackDown.
What?
SmackDown. Because let's be honest, wrestling fans was not watching like Friday night SmackDown like that compared to other years. On a Friday. On Fox. Now on Fox. I like that just because, I mean, yeah, you got obviously the Bloodline. Now you got the addition of Randy Orton. I mean, that don't add Randy Orton as the best of the year. But I just felt like I watched that more than I watched Raw this year.
Gotcha.
Raw had his moments where I was like, that's like a dull episode.
Gotcha.
Like, I almost put Raw third between SmackDown and
It is, for sure. It is. Between those three.
Mm-hmm.
I put it just right above, yeah. I mean, you already know what my number one is. I mean, it's easy. NXT all day. I mean, the fact that, I mean, how much people they lose, how much people they lost in that draft. They lost almost their entire roster to the WWE draft.
And that was like my part of, it was hard for me to keep attention with NXT was the main call-ups.
Yeah.
I think I had still liked them keeping Carmelo and Trick there. I'm still happy they're there. Cause it still give me a familiar face. What's his name? Was the champion.
Bron Breakker.
Yeah, Bron Breakker. I was still happy they kept him.
He need to go though. He's long overdue.
Then
him, Tiffany Stratton, Carmelo.
I think I'm starting to get mad about those names you just mentioned. I'm getting mad about those. It's like, okay, I like them being there, but
it's time.
Y'all got to pull that plug when this. When Stand and Deliver comes, they can't be there after Stand and Deliver little bit beforehand.
But NXT is the best weekly show to me. I enjoy it. One of these days, I'm going to get you to sit down and actually watch it with me because it's a good time, man. I think you'd really like it. Storylines, Shawn Michaels booking, which we do got a Booker of the Year award coming up next.
Okay.
So just to get that ready. But for a weekly TV show, I got to give it to NXT. But for Booker of the Year, so Booker goes to, the person that, not only books the matches, the storylines and all that, ahead of creative. Mm-hmm. So you got Triple H in this category.
Yes, sir.
You got Tony Khan from AEW in this category. And you, who was the reigning champ, okay, for the official awards that are out. He's the official champ, back-to-back, trying to three-peat. But you also got Shawn Michaels in NXT.
Okay.
Who you got?
Man, I got the game, man.
You got the game, Triple H.
I got the game.
Brought back CM Punk.
Yep.
Nia Jax.
See, I'm about to tell the underrated move I love that he did this year. And I know you're not going to expect this because this has nothing to do with the actual wrestler in the ring. and I keep, what was his name back in TNA? Magnus or something like that? I can't think. I keep on forgetting his name. General manager of SmackDown.
Nick Aldis.
I love that move.
Okay.
I was like, yo, this dude really played
Mickey
that
James
role.
Mickey James' husband.
Yeah, I feel like he played that role really great. It's just like, okay, I'm going to try not to cuss since we're on the radio now. But it's like that tough guy. He's not going to take it. Like, you're not just going to tell him what to do. And then also, I want to give kudos to also Raw GM as well. I mean, he's been doing a great job.
Adam Pearce
still does a great job at being a general manager. But I like that move the most.
Yeah. Triple H got to get Booker of the Year. I agree 100%. I don't even think it's close. I literally got an article about this. Go ahead and scroll on down in the description. Shameless plug. Click that article. I got an article on why I think Triple H gets the nod for Booker of the Year. Brings back CM Punk, does the impossible. Brings a top superstar back after a decade and when nobody thought that would ever even be possible.
That was about swallowing pride as well.
He took a lot of risks as well that didn't pan out, but some more did. So obviously bringing back like Hit Row didn't really work out too much. Braun Strowman hasn't really worked out. So like some things haven't worked. But when you strike gold with the signing like Chelsea Green, like struck gold, she would not work anywhere else.
I didn't think.
But she came back with a vengeance. Wins the Women's Tag Team Championships, makes them important again. Mm-hmm. Love watching her. She is hilarious. Mm-hmm. I love it. She is literally Karen Monday Night Raw.
I was honestly, I didn't, when they first let her go, I was confused because I had just started getting into her. I don't know if you remember the match she had a little bit before she left was her and Charlotte.
Yeah.
I was like, she's not a bad wrestler. She has.
Yeah, it was just her personality. Yeah. She really didn't have any, but now she does.
Mm-hmm.
And Triple H is part of that, letting her do her thing, man. That's her character that she wanted to portray. So Triple H gets the nod for that. Nia Jax is better now than I think she's been.
Also, she looks great to me.
She
right
looks
now.
Great. She looks healthy. She's losing weight. She is better in the ring, better on the mic.
Because also, I know that was a big thing with her. They was like, they forced her to gain weight. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. It's
no,
crazy.
I thought she, get flirtatious on here, but like, no, I thought she was a beautiful woman.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was just like, why y'all making her gain weight? Like, if she crazy. don't need to gain weight, why are y'all making like that? Exactly. Didn't make no sense. It's not like no Big Show or nothing like that. Like, y'all tripping.
It's got to be Triple H too, like you said. I love the GMs. All the shows got a GM now, and now with NXT, I know they got Shawn Michaels, but now it looks like they're grooming Ava. I don't know if you've seen that, but The Rock's daughter, it looks like she's starting to get a little bit of that role now
traction.
As well. I think that's where they're going to go. I think she's going to end up.
We'll see. Cause like I said, I'm not going to say I'm not a big fan of NXT. It's just like, I just need to sit down
watch
it.
You know what? You need to come over Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Come on over, bro. Come watch it.
I think I'm off work.
Come kick it and watch NXT.
We gotta get that.
So we both agree on Booker of the Year, Triple H the game. So that's where it gets tough. Men's Wrestler of the Year.
That wasn't tough for me.
Really? That was easy?
I feel like, well, mine is probably like the same.
If you say Roman Reigns, I will turn off this broadcast.
No, Montez, bro. What the heck?
Yeah, that's even worse.
Just play.
I was about to say, I will still turn this off. I'll delete the file. Like, oh my
God. That would have ruined the whole podcast.
Oh, my.
Shout out to Montez. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give him a shout out, but.
But mine was Seth Rollins. And that was mainly because Seth Rollins kept, like, he didn't let up. Even from WrestleMania, he didn't let up. He kept on. He got the world title. He gives a show every week. Heck, even the entrance still. I get annoyed by it sometimes, but I love it. Like, what was it? Was it Montreal for Backlash?
Yeah.
No, that was Puerto Rico. Backlash.
Puerto Rico.
But they were Montreal when he just did the whole stand right there and just let the crowd go. I was like, You are so annoying, but this is beautiful right now. Well, what's yours, Val? I see you on
little, that's tough.
You're on Grissy. Like, you don't agree with this one.
I love Seth Rollins.
Okay.
And I really wanted to do it. But I went with MJF. I think MJF is carrying that company. I don't think without MJF, I don't think AEW would be able to hang. And the fact that they're even coming even close to WWE in terms of anything. And views, anything. Mm-hmm. The fact that it's even a debate is because of him. I had to give him the edge. He's been champ all year. He's carrying that company. While Seth has carried Monday Night Raw, but MJF is carrying an entire company. Seth ain't carrying the WWE. There's a lot of other wrestlers I love other than Seth.
I say one good thing about you, man. I think you should have been a salesman back in the day. I mean... Now, as much as I want to disagree with you on that, no, you're completely right.
I gave the nod to MJF, and I'm not even personally the biggest fan of MJF, but I had to give him love right here. I got to go MJF as male wrestler of the year.
Man, I think the only reason I didn't agree with that is just because I think I think I'm just expecting a 5-star match from him all the time being in that company. I just want to see him do it all, but man, that's also another reason why he should be that. I got them expectations.
Exactly. So. I mean, on top of that, I feel like it's deeper than just matches. Mm-hmm. I feel like that kind of award goes beyond that, you know, like on the mic, you know, your persona. Like, dude is taking pictures with John Cena at the Iron Claw movie premiere, like, come on, he's a star, bro, and he is in control. So. He is gonna get the biggest payday. AEW gonna be even more in debt when he need that contract renewed because
they can't lay
it. They can't. They know they know it. They know they can't let go MJF. So I got him the nod for male wrestler of the year. But women, I think we might agree on the women. We'll see.
I don't think we do.
Who you got?
I don't think you'll expect my answer. Mine is Io Sky.
Whoa!
Yep.
Wow.
Yes, sir. She was just the one where I'm just like, wow, she's actually great at what she does.
Wow.
She has the women's title. And let's not even be honest. Every time we talk about her, we like, yo, you see what she did in the ring this week?
True.
I mean, my skills could be better, obviously. Yeah. But performance in that ring is top to me.
Wow. I mean, you already know where I'm going. Like, I don't even need to.
Bloody Ripley. I mean,
yeah, Rhea Bloody Ripley, man.
Understandable. That's definitely understandable. But she could have won it last year too.
She's mommy.
I know.
Like, she became something else this year.
But
like, everybody knew Rhea Ripley before, but they really know Rhea Ripley now.
Yep.
She is a star. Like, she is so big now. Like, I went the live show I went to. Like, she don't even get booed. They cheer for her. And she's supposed to be booed.
No, 100%.
Clearly a heel. And it's still like, nah, bro, that's mommy. Like, absolute star. Anytime she comes out, it's just, she got star written all over her. I think her beating Charlotte, too, at WrestleMania.
That definitely established
I gotta give, I think Io would be better fit for, like, I mean, I can't really say breakout or, like, nothing like that, because he really didn't break out.
If we was divided between Raw and SmackDown, yeah, she'd be MVP of SmackDown.
Sure. But, I had to go Rhea, though.
But I had, that. My vote was more just like, yo, I got to be different, because that.
I like that.
I mean, Yeah, I feel like that's just overall.
Yeah, yeah, I got you.
Right there, Io Sky.
I got you. So we got two more awards to give out.
Okay.
And I know we're going to differ on this one.
Which one?
Most improved wrestler of the year.
Man, matter of fact, you go first, man. I got
mine.
You
go first?
Yeah, man, you go first.
I know we're going to be different.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm worried he might walk out the room when I say this.
I think we'll show. Should I this go
might,
first?
This
then?
Might be this might be as bad as Montez.
Okay.
In your opinion. Most improved for me is the current AEW Women's Champion. Timeless Toni Storm is my most improved wrestler of 2023. Now, I gave her this award because, first of all, this is a woman that obviously spent time in WWE and has made the transition to AEW, okay? And has pretty much had the same character throughout this entire time. Like, not really a big character change. Yeah. Until a few months ago, earlier this year, completely changes her character to something that is way out in left field. She is by far the only character, basically Marilyn Monroe, is basically what she reminds me of.
Same here.
Great character. I mean, she is completely, like, people listen to this know that sports and entertainment, so, like, it's acting, right? Yeah. It's a character they're playing. She has completely nailed this character. Completely. Like, she has nailed this character so much, she can't even be nothing else. Like, I don't give a damn. You gotta stay this character forever.
Yeah, facts.
And this character is what led her to being champion. Without the success of her turning into this character, she would not be the champion right now. And I think it has elevated her. She is now the talk of AEW, where before it was all about Saraya, Paige, all about her. She's a champ. And then all of a sudden, boom, all they talk about is Timeless Toni Storm. I had to give her the nod. I've been very impressed. I was not a fan of her in WWE, and she has won me over. Her matches, she's better in the ring. Like I said, her character work. Toni Storm is my most improved wrestler of 2023.
All right. I like it. I mean, I don't agree with it. But I definitely like how you explained that. I think you might be shocked by this one because I don't think you'll pick.
Most improved.
This. Most improved. This is a male wrestler.
Okay.
He comes from the Monday Nights of Raw.
No, I knew it. I did know he was going to do this.
I am picking Dom Mysterio.
Yeah, I knew it.
I'm picking Dom Mysterio. And that's just from beginning to end. Dom had to take a lot of stuff this year. And and I'm just talking about, that's not even matches. I'm talking about how to control himself on a microphone when he is getting booed at the highest of levels ever. And I'm just right there. I'm like, yo, he really just, he takes it in every week.
Not piped in either.
Yeah, and it's just like, what do you do? Because I know some wrestlers are like, shut up, shut, and then don't know what to say, or you could just see it in him. He just be like, yeah, like he'll just look at the crowd, all right, get y'all booze, and I don't care. Like, I'm about to get my words off. Yeah. And then also we can add in him winning the NXT championship. I do like that for him. WrestleMania with his pops, I love that match. Actually, that was more of the breakout for me when Dom came out the intro. Okay, Dom a little.
In handcuffs.
Yeah, Dom out here today. And if we do look back and look at that match, I take that back. Judgment Day did come help him in that match, but it was still a great match to
it
watch.
It was.
I give Dom Mysterio, I definitely give him two thumbs up.
I like that. And most improved wrestler of the year. I like that. He's improved in the ring, too.
There was a time I hated watching Dom. I'm like, like, get this little kid off of wrestling.
Yeah.
Look, like, that's literally how I feel.
You don't get this Rey Mysterio Jr. on up out of here.
Yeah, I'm not.
But now he's got his own. So
yep, he's his own man.
I'm with you on that. So our last one is complete opposite. Most overrated wrestler of the year is our last award.
I really thought about this one, and I feel bad. I feel bad for my answer, but this is really how I felt.
We don't agree.
It's Becky Lynch.
What? We do not agree.
It's all
Becky Lynch.
Let me say this. Becky Lynch is a great wrestler, but they put her in a lot of situations this year where you just be like questioning, like, why y'all got her in this match?
The Nia Jax feud right now. Well, she did break her face, broke her nose.
Yeah, that's great. I forgot about that, though. I forgot about that whole situation. And then that Trish, that Trish and her, that one, that dragged out a long time.
Yeah, way too long.
Her getting the NXT championship didn't make any sense to me.
It was just to put over Lyra.
Yeah, and other than that, I love Becky Lynch. It was just not the year. This is not my favorite year of Becky Lynch out of all the years, or even, was it last year she ended up being Bianca for the title when she won in like 5 seconds?
Yeah.
I think that's where my feud started with her until she changed up again. Man. So, who's your most overrated?
Roman Reigns.
Oh, crap.
Roman Reigns.
Whatever, man. I think you got this one hating podcast when it comes to
Roman Reigns.
Okay.
Roman Reigns. You know how many matches he's had this year?
Shut up.
How many matches has Roman wrestled? How many matches?
Tell me. Who cares?
Can you tell me?
It's
Roman. Can you tell me the number?
Age is just a number.
Can you tell me how many matches?
All right. I'm going to go with 4.
I mean, all year in 2023? You think all year he's only wrestled 4 matches? That proves my point.
Shut up.
That proves my point. That's I don't even need to say anymore.
Hey, man.
It's been a whole year.
Roman is human.
It's been a whole year.
He got injuries just like everybody else.
Nah, he ain't got no injuries. He chilling. No. He chilling.
Hey, I'd be chilling too if I had to put this company on my back all this time. I'd be tired.
I'm done. I'm done with Roman.
I got to hold on solo big old self. I got to hold on to twins.
I loved what they were doing with Roman for a long time. But I'm done. Dude wrestled 11 matches in 2023 when people like Dominic Mysterio quadrupled. It's not even close. Like,
he got a family, man.
All right. If that's the case,
just trying to use it.
It's getting ridiculous. Roman is the most overrated wrestler of 2023. I don't give a damn what kind of excuse you got. He's got to have it. He takes that award. He wants an award. There you go. Most overrated wrestler of 2023. 11 matches all year long, and he still has the title. No. I'm done. Should have gave it to Cody when they had the chance.
You know, I definitely agree with that one. That Cody one is still confusing me.
Even the Bloodline storyline now, it's like, it's stale.
Oh, no, it definitely is.
It's stale. I'm done.
But it's been a couple times where it's been stale, and we was like, okay, nah, might as well continue.
This is the worst it's been. You can't sit here and tell me this ain't the worst the Bloodline storyline has been.
Maybe they just need Sammy to come back.
It's horrible.
I'll play.
Most overrated wrestler 2023 is Roman Reigns. That's our official awards.
Oh, man.
Of course, we're going to post these. Hey, guess what, though? Our work ain't done, because after this, we got reels.
Yeah, we're going to have some reels for y'all.
Hit us up on social media, y'all, because we wrapping up the year in a big way. It's been a big year. We went to Fort Wayne, wrestling show together.
Yep.
Good times.
I definitely plan on doing some more shows. Hopefully, even just coming up, hopefully some new segments, have more guests. I know definitely one person I want to bring on is my cousin Kai.
Okay.
To a Zoom. So if we have the opportunity to do that.
Let's do it.
That's one. That's a wrestleholic. That's literally a wrestleholic for Let's you. Let's do man. It. The definition of one.
We're going to have wrestlers starting the new year. Sir. We're going to have actual wrestlers coming on the podcast.
I can't wait.
Got a few already in the pipeline.
I got one. I was about to say his name. Let me chill.
Don't do that. Yep. Don't do that. We gotta make him wait.
Definitely. You know, we also always gotta give a shout out to Downstate in some type of way.
For sure.
We definitely just gotta tap in with them, man. I don't know when that day was coming, but like, hey, when it's time, it's gonna happen.
That's right.
I know everybody's like, yo, man, y'all probably not even friends with them.
That's right. That's gonna happen.
We can't wait for that to happen. Other than that, man, we appreciate y'all listening to the Wrestleholics podcast. You can follow us on all social medias, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Am I missing one? We don't got Snapchat yet, but not we may never have it.
We don't need no snap.
Definitely just tap in with us on TikTok as well. You can also listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
Spotify.
Also, if you're listening to us right now on WLT 95.7 FM, y'all can listen to us. And it's going to be a Wednesday slot mainly.
Yep.
And also, definitely give a shout out to the people who brought this podcast to you. And that's Team D Motorsports and MVP Lane's Bowling Alley. This is the Wrestleholics podcast. I'm Drew.
DC Hendricks.
And we will get back with you soon.